In March 2020, I wrote about the rise in anti-Asian racism against the backdrop of the escalating coronavirus pandemic. A year later, I tried unsuccessfully to stop myself from crying at the start of an interview for a story about global anti-Asian hate crimes. It was hard to accept how little had changed in the space of 12 months. The interviewee, also a Malaysian-British mixed-race woman, could tell that I was not okay, and we took a moment to pause before she went on the record. I let myself breathe. I didn't need to explain or justify why. She understood and could feel it too. The past year has taught me to be more comfortable with acknowledging the privilege I hold, as well as the fact that that privilege doesn't mean I'm insulated from racism or its painful toll. It's okay, it's healthy to be vulnerable and to embrace these feelings. A group of biracial employees at Time came together last summer, calling ourselves Tutor, which means whole in the international auxiliary language of Esperanto. I'm trying to keep that word in mind as I move forward, to remember to feel and be not other, but whole.